A novel cosmological model, radiation-driven inflation with local causal horizons and redshift energy redistribution. I propose a cosmological model in which the inflationary epoch is driven by radiation pressure rather than a scalar inflaton field. Beginning with linear expansion at the Planck epoch, the universe transitions to exponential inflation at T₁₀²²t as space-time stretches beyond causal horizons, redefining the speed of light, c, as a locally invariant parameter. Energy loss to photon redshift is hypothesized to be redistributed into radiation pressure, thereby fueling inflation and ensuring energy conservation in an expanding universe. Local Minkowski patches preserve the invariance of C, addressing the horizon and flatness problems while reconciling special relativity with cosmological superluminal recession. 8 observational tests are outlined, with expected signatures in the CMB, gravitational waves, and large-scale structure. Current data align with Lambda CDM but do not exclude this model, leaving a path open for validation with future high-precision experiments. 1. Introduction. The standard Lambda CDM cosmology describes a hot Big Bang at T equals 0, followed by a brief inflationary period from T₁₀³₆s to T₁₀³₄s. This epoch is driven by a scalar inflaton field, whose potential produces exponential expansion, a TE-caret height, 1, 2. This resolves the horizon and flatness problems and leaves imprints in the cosmic microwave background, CMB. Yet, despite its success, Lambda CDM depends on speculative ingredients, an undetected inflaton particle, fine-tuned potential landscapes, and a tolerance for the apparent non-conservation of energy due to photon redshift. I introduce a radiation-driven alternative. My model begins with linear expansion, transitions naturally into exponential inflation once photons dominate and horizons disconnect, and continues into the modern accelerating era. 3 central principles distinguish this framework. 1. No inflaton required. Radiation pressure itself, boosted by redshift energy, drives inflation. Energy conservation restored. Energy lost to redshift is thermodynamically recycled into radiation pressure, doing work on the expanding universe. 3. Local invariance of C. Within each causal patch, observers measure the same speed of light, consistent with Einstein's postulates. Globally, superluminal recession arises naturally from causal disconnection. 2. Theoretical framework. 2.1 Early linear expansion, T equals 0 to T equals 10²₀t_p. At the Planck epoch, T equals 1t_p, equals 5.39 times 10⁴⁴s, the universe expands linearly with scale factor att. Its proper size is rt equals ct, and the energy density is Planck scale. Rho 5 times 10⁹ kgm³. The Friedmann equation governs expansion. $$. H squared equals backslash left backslash backslash right 2 equals backslash frac 8 backs pi g backslash rho 3 backslash frac k c squared a squared. $$. With h equals 1 slash t and negligible curvature. At this stage, photons are absent, so radiation pressure does not yet contribute. 2.2 Onset of radiation pressure, T equals 10²₀t_p. By T₁₀₀t_p, 10³₆s, particle formation produces photons in a quark-gluon plasma, at T₁₀²₈k radiation pressure emerges. $$. P equals backslash frac 1⁴ backslash rho c squared. Backslash quad. Backslash rho equals backslash frac a t to the power of 4 c squared. $$. With A equals 7.566 times 10⁻⁶j m³k⁴. This yields P₁₀⁹ pa. While enormous, gravity still dominates, and expansion remains decelerating. 2.3, causal disconnection and local invariant C, T equals 10²²t_p. At T₁₀²t_p, 10³₄s, the universe's radius exceeds its Schwarzschild-like horizon. $$. R_s equals backslash frac 2 gmc squared. Backslash quad. M equals backslash rho backslash c dot backslash frac 4⁴ backs pi r³. Backslash quad. R equals ct $$. When the particle horizon D_PCT surpasses R_s, regions decouple causally. Inside each horizon patch, observers measure C equals 3 × 10^8 m/s, consistent with Einstein's train and rocket thought experiments. Globally, however, recession velocities exceed C, as in standard cosmology. I parameterize this as $C_backslash text_f=C_0\left\rac_a_0(\beta\cquad_0). Not implying a literal variation of C, but rather encoding its locality. Thus, C remains invariant for any observer within their causal horizon, while globally superluminal expansion reflects disconnection, not a violation of relativity. 2.4 Redshift energy redistribution. In lambda CDM, photon energy diminishes as wavelength stretch. $E=\frac H C\lambda\lambda\a\e\propto^a^-1. The apparent loss of energy is attributed to expansion, with no global conservation law. My model resolves this paradox. Energy lost to redshift is absorbed at causal horizons and redistributed into radiation pressure, effectively doing work on the metric. ΔE_redshift, Δp_radiation, V. 2.4.1 Redshift as work on the metric. Einstein's equivalence principle identifies gravity with acceleration. This provides a concrete way to see redshift not as destruction of energy, but as its conversion into kinetic work. Thought experiment: consider a blue laser fired upward from the surface of a planet. The photons climb out of the gravitational potential and arrive at a distant observer redshifted. To the observer, each photon appears to carry less energy. Yet the laser at the source experienced the full mass energy of the emitted photons. It transferred momentum consistent with their unredshifted energy and radiation pressure. Where has the missing energy gone? It has been invested into the gravitational field, performing the work necessary to lift the photons out of the potential well. By analogy, in cosmology, photons emitted at early times lose energy through cosmological redshift. Locally, the emitting region experiences their full radiation pressure. But globally, the apparent deficit is not lost. It has been converted into work on the metric, specifically, into accelerated expansion. ΔE_photon = W_expansion. 2.4.2 Horizon thermodynamics and redistribution mechanism. Building on this analogy, I propose that causal horizons act as mediators of redshift energy. 1. Energy transfer. Photon energy decreases as Ea_1. Instead of vanishing, this energy is absorbed at particle horizons or Schwarzschild-like causal boundaries. 2. Gravitational redshift mapping. Just as gravitational redshift transfers energy into the field, cosmological redshift transfers energy into the expansion of the metric. 3. Horizon thermodynamics. Horizons possess entropy, Sa/4, and temperature, Gibbons-Hawking. Redshifted energy contributes to horizon entropy, and via Padmanabhan's thermodynamic gravity framework, 3, reemerges as pressure doing work on expansion pond 4. Pressure enhancement. $P=\frac 13\ρc_\text_f^2\Δp_text_redshift. Modifying the acceleration equation. $\frac\d.a=\frac_4\left\rho+\frac3pc^2\right. With Δp_redshift > 0, the expansion accelerates without invoking an inflaton. 2.4.3 Formal considerations. To formalize this mechanism requires quantum field theory and curved space-time to describe photon-horizon interactions. Horizon thermodynamics, Padmanabhan's emergent gravity, Bekenstein-Hawking entropy, to model energy absorption and re-emission. Numerical simulations of modified Friedmann dynamics with Δp_redshift. 2.5 Modern era. At T2.6 × 10^7 t_p, 13.8 Gyre, the CMB temperature is T=2.7K, and radiation pressure has diminished to P10^3 pa. Yet the same horizon-mediated mechanism persists, Redshift energy continues to fuel cosmic acceleration, contributing to the late-time dynamics typically attributed to dark energy, Ohm_λ, 0.7. 3. Conceptual advances. 1. No inflation required. Inflation arises naturally from radiation pressure enhanced by redshift energy, removing the need for an undetected scalar field. 2. Energy conservation restored. Redshift energy is recycled into radiation pressure, aligning expansion with thermodynamic principles. 3. Local invariance of C. Einstein's postulate holds within causal patches, while superluminal recession is explained by horizon separation. 4. Observational tests and expected signatures. I propose 8 observational tests, each with distinct signatures that could differentiate this model from lambda CDM. 4.1 CMB anisotropies. Test: measure the CMB power spectrum and B-mode polarization with high precision. Expected signature: enhance small-scale fluctuations at multipoles L greater than 1000, along with detectable B-mode polarization at L less than 100, R 0.05 to 0.1. 4.2 redshift-dependent radiation energy density. Test: observe the scaling of radiation energy density ρ_radiation with redshift. Expected signature: at C greater than 1100, ρ_radiation should deviate from the standard A-4 scaling. 4.3 gravitational wave background, GWB. Test: search for a stochastic GWB from the inflationary epoch. Expected signature: a peak at 10-9 Hz, with characteristic strain H_C, 10-15. 4.4 Hubble tension and late-time acceleration. Test: measure the Hubble constant H0 and dark energy equation of state W. Expected signature: H0 70 km/s/MPC, with W between -0.8 and 0 at Z less than 1. 4.5 Horizon scale structure. Test: map large scale structure at 10 to 100 MPC. Expected signature: enhance clustering and anomalously large voids. 4.6 Spectral line shifts. Test: analyze high redshift spectra. Expected signature: broadening or energy shifts of 0.1 to 1% at Z greater than 5. 4.7 Thermodynamic horizon signatures. Test: probe entropy and flux at cosmic horizons. Expected signature: horizon entropy growth delta S 10^(1^0K_B). 4.8 Primordial nucleosynthesis. Test: measure abundances of light elements. Expected signature: 1 to 5% increase in 4He and decrease in deuterium. 5. Comparison with lambda CDM. Feature lambda CDM radiation-driven model. Dash. Inflation driver scalar inflaton field radiation pressure plus redshift energy. Energy conservation not globally defined thermodynamically enforced via horizons. Speed of light globally invariant, locally invariant within horizons. Horizon slash flatness problem solved by inflaton, solved by radiation plus horizons. Dark energy cosmological constant, lambda, continuation of redshift radiation mechanism. CMB prediction standard spectrum small-scale enhancements, possible B-mode differences. Hubble tension unresolved natural intermediate H0. Observational status supported but incomplete consistent with data, not yet falsified. 6. Discussion. This framework reframes inflation as a thermodynamic process intrinsic to radiation, requiring no speculative inflaton. It provides a mechanism for energy conservation in expanding spacetime and reconciles relativity's local postulates with cosmological horizons. Challenges remain. The exact dynamics of redshift energy redistribution require further mathematical development, and numerical simulations of the modified Friedmann equations are essential. Observational discrimination will rely on future missions, CMBS-4, Euclid, LISA, SKA. 7. Conclusion. I present a cosmology in which radiation pressure, modulated by causal horizons and redshift energy, drives both inflation and present-day expansion. This model eliminates the need for a hypothetical inflaton, restores thermodynamic consistency, and reconciles Einstein's local invariance of C with cosmological superluminality. Current data are compatible with lambda CDM, but the proposed observational tests provide a path to validation or falsification. References. 1. Planck Collaboration, Planck 2018 Results, Z6. Cosmological Parameters, Astron, Astrophys. 641, A6, 2020. 2. Guth, A. H., Inflationary Universe, Phys. Reverend D. 23, 347, 1981. 3. Padmanabhan, T., Thermodynamical Aspects of Gravity, New Insights, Rep., Prague, Phys. 73, 046901, 2010. 4. Bicep2/Keck Collaboration, Improved Constraints on Primordial Gravitational Waves, Phys. Reverend Lett. 121. 221,301, 2018.